This is On the Ground IFC on 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. And this is a place each week we really focus on that word community. I know you're probably not tired of me hearing this, or hearing me say that yet, but gosh, do we really like to look at the community we serve and find these great stories of people that are just bringing things to our community that don't exist elsewhere, or lifting us up, or doing the hard work necessary to help those in our community who may need a little leg up. And today we're going to be talking about the bringing stuff to our community aspect, and this is something you might have heard of because it's been going on for quite a while, but if you haven't, it's a really great surprise and something you might be interested in. So Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Sarah Rigg is the project manager, right?
That's right.
Official title for On the Ground IFC through Concentrate Media. And where can we find you online?
You can find us at concentratemedia.com. We're ConcentrateA2 at Twitter and Concentrate Media everywhere else.
And their social media game is on point, so you'll see frequent posts from their people, not just about On the Ground Ipsy projects, but other things they're working on as well. I know you do a lot of other work in Ypsilanti and a lot of great Ann Arbor stories there as well.
Yeah, I'm mostly focused on Ypsilanti right now, but I'm still doing an occasional sort of countywide feature, yep.
Awesome. So who did you bring with you today?
I brought Patrick Elkins, who is the founder of Totally Awesome Fest. We're doing a look back on the last 14 years as they gear up for year 15.
So the 15th Totally Awesome Fest is about to hit Ipsy, and Pat's here sitting with us. You are the founder of this little adventure?
Well, I founded it with a couple of other people.
Okay.
And every year, you know, we have different volunteers helping out. It's always definitely a team effort.
All right. So if I'm hearing about Totally Awesome Fest and it's very low-key name for the first time, you know, what is Totally Awesome Fest? What did it start as? How did this, you know, come about? I don't know anything about it. Let's pretend we'll go from there.
So it actually started in Ann Arbor back in, I believe it was 2005.
Okay.
I was living in a house called the Totally Awesome House where we were doing a lot of free all-ages house shows. Every Tuesday night, we had a supper club where we served free food, and we had music and poetry and different types of performances there. And so the last 3 days that we lived in the house, we decided to go out with a bang and to do a three-day festival where we had, you know, invited all kinds of bands to come and perform.
So what kind of bands were you having? I mean, was it a specific genre? Is it local artists?
It was just really anything? all over the place. We had, you know, everything from metal bands to rap to really off-the-wall experimental performances. We played basketball pretty regularly. We had pancakes and free fashion. Yeah.
All right. So how much have things kind of evolved from that point?
So the second year, you know, we moved to Ypsilanti, and since then we've had it in Ypsilanti every year. And it's definitely, you know, evolved a lot. But at the same time, it's still stayed free and all ages. We definitely, you know, encourage people to, you know, to I guess to bring you know, their own energy and magic to the festival.
So it's free.
It is.
Give me an idea. You know, first time around when you did this, I'm assuming crowd was fairly small, or did you have a bunch of buddies come over?
We had a pretty good turnout.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely every year there's been a good turnout.
All right, all right.
And it's been, you know, we've, a lot of times we've used different house venues pretty frequently, or the Dreamland Theater has frequently been involved, and we've done some other spaces like VG Kids. It's a screen printing shop that, you know, once a year lets us use their outdoor space down by the river for Totally Awesome Fest.
So give me the idea. What's the vibe like? I mean, what am I going to experience? Is it multiple locations? How does this work? How do I attend it? How do I experience it?
So yeah, it's multiple locations. Basically, during the day, it's 3 days long. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
This is May 10th
through 12th. Okay, right. Yeah. And during the day, it's going to be outdoors. You're going to have a variety of different acts. We're going to have poetry, DJs, musicians, different types of performance art. We have three different puppetry groups coming. So there's a lot of different types of activities, a lot of different mediums of entertainment, a lot of things for people to do while they're there. We're going to be serving food. We'll have the pancakes again. We're going to have a fashion show.
Are the pancakes free?
Pancakes are free, yes.
Mm.
And every year, too, we have a fashion show.
Sorry, I'm kind of stuck on free pancakes. Sorry. So a fashion show.
Pancakes are important. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Fashion show. Okay.
Yeah, and this is going to be a real extreme Totally Awesome Fest. We have had some themed Totally Awesome Fests over the past couple of years. Last year it was Camp Totally Awesome Fest, where we had the camping. This year it is Extreme Totally Awesome Fest.
So what makes it extreme?
What really makes it extreme is the pudding swamp.
I'm going back to an old comedy sketch about a trunk full of pudding and how did you get all that pudding, and never mind, you don't have to worry about it. All right, so the pudding, what was the pudding what?
Pudding Swamp.
All right.
Yeah, and I can't tell you too much more about it than right, that. You're going to have right. to come and check it out for yourself.
Well, is the Pudding Swamp free?
It is. Everything is free.
Is it edible?
I think so.
Is it more edible at the beginning of the swamp period than at the end?
I would think so. Right. The pancakes are definitely edible. The pudding is up in the air, you know.
Right. So, Pat, you're local here. You're naming some local businesses that are helping you out with space and other things. What is local involvement? The artists, the people performing, the people making the pudding swamp, or the pudding itself? I mean, how much are the pancakes? The very important pancakes. I mean, how much of this is local stuff being produced by local folks?
It's pretty much all locally produced. Okay. We have a number of volunteers that help out every year. We've had different people, you know, helping, you know, for 10-year stretches of time. We've had, a lot of people who've been involved for long periods of time. VG Kids, the Dreamland Theater. This year we're going to be doing an event at Ziggy's, the Olympia Skate Shop. We've had some different businesses like Sidetrack, the Ipsy Music and Art Guild. BZ's, Cross Street Coffee have all made donations to help out.
Cool. So a lot of local hands involved in making this go on.
Definitely.
So going back to the experience again, besides the Pudding Swamp and the free pancakes, you know, what are the music venues like? I mean, are there like in, you know, like close-up kind of things going on? Are there larger performances? Can I get my groove on in a dance area?
Definitely. And you'll find that, although not always, the outdoor events are going to be probably on the quieter side. Definitely, you know, blankets. People are, you know, laying around doing some sunbathing.
You know, that sounds wonderful.
usually people are bringing food to share. Then at night, we're probably going to be having the louder acts usually at night, you know, where you're going to have like your louder bands, you know, the DJs.
So you started this as kind of the cool wrap up to living in a house and you just wanted to go out with a bang. Why do you do it now?
Well, I think, you know, that year when I moved back to Ypsilanti, we were doing a lot of house shows at the house I was living in. It was on River Street here in Ypsilanti.
Okay.
And there's been such a vibrant house show scene around this area for so long. It made sense to kind of celebrate that.
Are people that don't normally go to things in the house show scene going to feel out of place at something like this? Or?
No, not at all. It's a very inclusive event. And, you know, the Dreamland Theater is one of the, venues we use for the nighttime activities. That's going to be about 75 to 100 person capacity venue.
Well, I can't imagine with a pudding swamp, you can't be too judgy in who's going to attend.
Yeah.
I think we're throwing a lot of cultural niceties out the door, and we're just coming in and having fun together.
Yeah.
So give me some highlights. You know, this is the 15th go-round here. You know, what were the big highlights? What were the main standout times for you that really stuck with you and helped you kind of focus on keeping doing this?
There's been some some really amazing performances and just experiences. Some of the after parties, just been amazing. Some of the different, different things that came completely unexpected. And I think that's one of the funnest things about the festival, too, is just creating space for things to happen on their own. And there is just every year a lot of different, improv performances and just people who bring. We had a young performer one year who just came up and started performing with one of the bands. I think she was 6 or 7 years old, you know. But one of the most memorable experiences I had was, I believe it was Totally Awesome Fest 7. There was a performance at the Dreamland Theater, this band Manhole was playing, and they had an indoor blimp, a remote-controlled blimp that was really fun. And the Detroit Party Marching Band came out at the end of their set, and they played a song together. And then the Detroit Party Marching Band led everyone on a parade through town. And it ended up outside on the corner of Pearl and Washington. And then we had a Talking Heads cover band on the roof of the Deja Vu play. I think that was just that whole, that series of events was just kind of one of the most mind-blowing experiences I've had at Totally Awesome.
That is beyond words. I mean, there were so many things in that brief sentence there, and that's just an average Awesome Fest. Hey, we just kind of experienced these things. It's just life hitting you.
Yeah.
Wow. If people are listening to this, I know you said it's free, but somebody's got to pay bills to do stuff. I mean, you mentioned some support and whatnot. Is this something you fundraise for? Or?
Yeah, we actually did a couple of different fundraisers this year.
Okay.
We did a dance party in Ann Arbor, and then we also had this past weekend a bake and plant sale over at the Dreamland Theater. I actually brought some leftovers if you guys are hungry. Would you like some cookies?
What kind of cookies are we talking about here? Have they been dipped in the pudding swamp?
Not yet.
All right.
Let's see what we got here.
We'll happily sample your wares here.
We got ginger molasses. We got the gluten-free oatmeal raisin. And we have a vegan gluten-free fruity pebble bar there.
We're going to hold off on the chomping until after the microphones are turned off. Always appreciate snacks, especially at this time of the year. So if people are interested, it sounds like this is a community event supported by the community. If people want to find you for a couple of reasons, they want to support you or they just want to get involved, or if they just, man, they just want to see the list of awesome events that somehow end up with a Talking Heads cover band on top of Deja Vu playing into the wee hours of the morning while the Detroit Party marching band leads the parade through Ipsy. Which is, sounds like an experience. All, and I forgot Manhole. You had Manhole and the remote control blimp in that story, too. That was all one sentence. Remember that. If people are interested in experiencing all of that and much more, how do they find you?
Well, you can either look up Totally Awesome Fest Extreme on Facebook.
Okay. Don't forget the Extreme.
Yeah.
You want to make sure you're going to the right Totally Awesome Fest.
We are also online at tinyurl.com/shedxtaf.
Okay.
And we're going to be, you know, this weekend, it's going to be Friday. The daytime event is at VG Kids from 5 to 9 p.m. And then after that, it's going to be moving to the Dreamland Theater. On Saturday, it'll be at the Geode during the day. And then at night, it's going to be at the Dreamland Theater. And then on Sunday, we'll be at the Olympia Skate Shop and at Ziggy's at night.
And I bet you're a firm advocate that everybody should experience at least one awesome fest during their lives.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Hey, Pat, thanks so much for coming here. Thanks for bringing this to our community and continuing to bring this to our community. Sarah, sounds like you had a fun time. Might have had a fun time here.
I did. Everybody I talked to was so enthusiastic about it and loved it. And one of the musicians I talked to said it kind of, you know, was his entree into the local music scene and got him invited to participate in other people's bands. So it sounds like it's a really great networking event for local artists and musicians as well.
Cool. Doug's doing pictures again this week.
Yep.
All right. And what do you got going on for next week?
Well, just a little teaser. I just recently found out that May is Bicycle Month, and my next story is going to be very appropriate to Bicycle Month.
Awesome. And we know we have a lot of fans of bicycling in our community, so we will be all over that one as well when you hear it next week on the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.